You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
So, Mpo, do you remember Super Mario?
Yeah.
Not just the game, but Mario Balotelli.
Oh, yeah. Why always me?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't watch football much, but that guy caught my attention.
Yeah.
And he was Italian, was he not? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He is Italian.
Black Italian.
Yeah.
And he used to play very well, but also granted, he had some off-field antics that led to his career always, you know, being what it is.
Yeah.
But he dealt with a lot of racial issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever been to Italy. Hey, they'll call you the N-word so quick, boy. You won't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Egypt. You go to Egypt. You think because like they brown like you, you're gonna see.
It's bad in Egypt.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, it's because they don't consider themselves
that. Oh, yeah, they're Arabs, right?
100%. Arabs. So anyway, the Pope passed away. And one of the people that may be a contender to replace him is a cardinal named Peter Turkson.
Oh, yes.
And Peter's Ghanaian.
Yes.
Oh.
And the Pope's body is there for display as well. There were even reports that some people tried to visit him and Africans were sent away. It turned out later that it wasn't really the case. I guess the guy just behaved badly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, if you go to the Vatican, sometimes you may encounter resistance based on who you are, what race you are, and nationality. The Vatican itself is like, I guess...
It's a city.
Yeah. One of the richest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question. This issue regarding race rears its ugly head all the time. Specifically in, I'll call them spaces that black people fraternize pretty, pretty heavily.
Mm-hmm.
In sports right now, Shedeur Sanders is an NFL draft is happening. And Shedeur Sanders is Deion Sanders' son. One of the best quarterbacks in the game. Should have been drafted top two, at the very least top five. Didn't get drafted in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of the reason why that didn't happen is purely because of race. There's just no two ways about it. Granted, they did select other quarterbacks that happened to be black, but they targeting him specifically because his dad is obviously Deion Sanders, and how he behaves as a black man, they don't feel is consistent with how a black man should behave.
Kaepernick situation.
100%. Colin Kaepernick till this day, right, is still training, hoping to get back in the NFL, but it's been over 5 years. He's never going to get back.
Yeah.
Sure. So now here's my question. When you see things such as racism playing out in the Catholic Church, why is it that we as black people continue to go to that church?
But it's religion. It's religion. I think when it comes to religion, we all, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? So if you were raised Catholic and probably went to a Catholic school, that is all you know. So when the Pope passes away, you, if you have the means to go to the Vatican, you want to go to the Vatican and pay your last respects. So unfortunately, racism is something that I don't think we're going to do away with for a very, very long time. Yes, I know a lot of people tend to say, then don't go to spaces where you're not welcome.
Yeah.
But how else do you turn things around in the world if we don't infiltrate certain spaces?
I mean, if you speak about even Jesus himself, Jesus was not white.
Yeah.
But we led to believe that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And Christians are okay with it. Well, I don't say they're okay with it. It's just maybe it's a fight they don't wish to have. Because there are black religions, right? For example, if you were at Maria this last weekend, there you can say, well, it's still a religion, but at least we are led by black people. If you go Washembe, for example, again, you can say it is a religion, but again, we are led by black people.
Mm.
We don't look to a white pope, for example. Or maybe I'm the one who's wrong. Maybe there could be a black pope, actually. Would that change anything?
I don't know, man. I think if there were to be a black pope, I really highly doubt. He'd obviously face a resistance. In the ideal world, he should bring about a change whereby, you know, a racist maybe realizes that, you know, racism really it's a figment of one's imagination, you know, to say that black people are maybe inferior than others. But I don't know, there have been so many other examples of black people doing so amazingly great, and people remain racist, you know. So I don't think a black pope will change anything. And I also think people believe that religion may be a gift from God, so they're able to separate the racists within a particular religion, like in this case Catholics, versus the people who are meant to champion, you know, the word of God. So they separate the two, and that's why blacks will always remain in these predominantly white religions, such as, you know, being Catholic.
So this last pope was in a lot of ways very progressive. Mm-hmm. For example, yeah, he made a public announcement that the Catholic Church was not against gay people, which traditionally it always has been. And even if you read the Bible, depending on which Bible you read, it does speak about homosexuality being a sin, right? Mm-hmm. Then the question will be, how much power does a pope wield, right? Is a pope able to go out there and change the culture of a religion? Mvundo?
I think to a certain extent he does. He does wield a lot of influence and power, just like if we saw a black pope. For representation, the aesthetics would look good. But like Solomzi says, I don't see it changing a lot of things per se. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to have a black pope, it would say that black people are equal to the task. It is the most senior and most powerful position in the world. So most certainly for representation, it's good. But I don't see a lot of dramatic changes within the Catholic space or just the world in general, because we saw what happened even with Barack Obama. It was very symbolic, if anything. But when it came down to it, he really made sure that it was a continuation of the administrations of old, at least for Democrats. So, yeah.
It actually worsened race relations in the U.S.
It did, and that's why when you speak to economists about some of the worst performing presidents, he would also come up, because the economy wasn't doing so well. But nevertheless, it was a very powerful symbol to have a person like him being elected to the most highest position in the United States of America. So the aesthetics look great, but whether a lot changes with just placing a black person in a position of power, we've seen over the years that not a lot changes at times. Sometimes the system is bigger than you. And we will just take the symbolism as black people to say, yes, we're there. But the system probably continues.
So on that issue of a lot of pushback, do you believe we'd see more racism if Peter Turkson did become the next pope? What are your thoughts? Give us a shout. 086-000-00959. Our voice notes are back now, so you don't have to call anymore. You can just send us a voice note.
Good morning, Uncle Caesar and the team. It's Mutewa. The Vatican is actually a country on its own. It was part of the Papal States, and it's still a standing country. It's one of the it's the smallest country in the world. It holds the world record for being the smallest country in the world and the longest country. It was sovereign from the beginning of time.
Thank you very much for that info.
Well, Abantu Mnyama, they are not only facing racism in the Roman Catholic only. Even like South Africa, in some of the white churches, abantu bamnyama are facing some sort of racism. Abafuni khuluma ngayo, and they must address it because it's wrong. You will never find abazalwane babelungu in the black churches. So to say, even those churches that are in the suburbs where the pastor is black, you won't find abelungu there. But we find many of us in white churches.
Actually, hey, you raised another point now. And I don't know this for a fact. It's obviously anecdotal. But please tell me if you've ever seen white people attending a church where the pastor is black. Oh, come on. Are you being serious now?
What like one or two. Obviously not no, in man. Droves. Come just on. One or two.
The closest you get is a sheriff. That's it. They never go get anything else.
No, I think they do.
Really?
I think they do. Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe in the suburbs, you know. Guys, South Africa.
White people in Moria?
No, I'm not talking about Moria.
Oh.
I'm talking in general, like maybe maybe an Anglican church, the pastor can be black.
At Rhema, don't they sometimes have cabello on the pulpit? Yeah, they do.
Okay. Yeah, but that's different though, because it's
you
like
mean
a feature.
As in like the main guy, the steering.
If Ray McCauley was cabello.
Okay.
Would black people be there?
Would white people be there? I don't know.
Yeah. They would.
They would. Is it not about what you say and not necessarily your race?
But we've had black pastors who were very charismatic.
Yeah.
I didn't see any white people there. Ubushiri. Have you ever seen one black person in Ubushiri? I mean, one white person in Ubushiri?
Okay, how many black people actually? Okay, anyway, we're going.
Like I said, it's anecdotal. I've never been to all the churches, so Angaz. But Mina, myself, I've never seen it.
So, Mina, in my life, Angaz, I mean, I'm a man, either whatsoever. It was unbelievable, my dozen. My dozen, who have but you pupe, who so big sale, but I man, local cocoa, cosala, ubaba, born and indole. So, Mina,
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? Spirituality and religion are also influenced by the world you live in. It's no secret that back in the day, racism was prevalent. Yes, we still have racism now, but it's getting better. And so, again, it shouldn't come as a surprise that some of the olden day scriptures and even beliefs had racism infused in them.
Remember when Nelson Mandela was elected to be the first black president? Abelungu did not stop. Amabunu did not stop, you know, being racial with us, with our people. You know, when Barack Obama was elected to be the first black president for the United States, segregation, racial segregation happened, which is still continuing to this day. Nala in South Africa is still continuing to this day.
So, by the way, we received 2 or 3 tweets saying that there are white families that go to Moria. So we've confirmed that.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of other churches where people say there are black pastors and white families that go there.
If you want to see the greatest racism of all time by church members, just appoint a black pope. That will never happen in this lifetime. And then I don't think he will ever finish his term as a pope. It's either maybe he'll resign if that's the term that they're using.
Mm. You know how you know racism is stupid, right? Even when the guy is doing something that people like he could be your own teammate and the best player there, the person will still suffer racism. Speak to Makandini and he'll tell you what it was like for him being in the team.
Samuel Eto'o when they were playing in Italy, a lot of players. Even Balotelli earlier on when you mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, it sees the world, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere. Speaking about segregation and religion. And so I got a text here.
Yeah.
From Brian. Brian used to be a manager of mine when I used to own restaurants. And this is what he says. It says, morning, sir. The topic this morning spoke to me. I recently stopped attending a local Catholic church because I felt the racism there. When it was time to show the sign of peace, they would throw a sign of peace to me. And then they would shake hands with each other. White people, I mean. Mm. And then I realized that they do that with most black people. Now, I'd rather watch mass online opposed to attending. With the black pope, maybe things could change for the best. I'm not sure. Maybe we could be respected in the church. I was born and raised Catholic, and that's never changed. So it's hard to change when you come across things such as racism. A great weekend to you and the team. So thank you very much for that, Brian. And it's very sad, but your testimony is very valuable to the show.
Lomo, just to answer your question about white people attending a black led church, we do have. There's a guy that consistently attends our church services every Sunday, Soweto. So they do attend, Lomo. They do attend. I can attest to that.
Okay.
In response to your question, Sizwe, at the church that I go to, it was founded by a black person, and he's the lead pastor. We do have a couple, although that's the only one, but we've got a couple that actually even heads up the missionaries ministry at church. So, yeah, they do come, though.
Racism won't stop. The church is a Roman Catholic church that we must understand. It's never going to be black. I don't see a black pope. If there'll be a black pope, then that church won't be a Roman Catholic church. Then we'll find the African Catholic church and a Roman Catholic church being different churches.
That's actually a good point. Hadn't thought of that.
Umfundo, yeah, it's an utopia, Kishem.
And I don't think he has bekhona into ehlanganisa abantu abamnyama nabelungu. I think if ever iPope ngumuntu omnyama, abelungu will still find an excuse to segregate her from black people. I don't think white people really want to mix with us like that. Sithes konze sonke bangabhubha belungu.
Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.